CNCFlare.com presents Two Cents Worth, a podcast on B2B sales and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real entrepreneurs that produce real results.
Every day I'm hustling.
Here's your host, James Harper.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? And welcome back to the 2021 version of the Two Cents Worth podcast. I'm your host, James Harper. Happy New Year, everybody. I believe 2021 is going to be the best year yet. And I'm just super excited to share another year with you guys, spend another year with you, and really have the opportunity to talk about how we as entrepreneurs, sales professionals, and business owners can increase our revenue, our bottom line, and just continue building our pipeline so we never have to worry about sales. Guys, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you want monthly jam-packed insights and reports on the outbound sales world, head over to outboundsalesreport.com. That's our new newsletter that we've been doing now. I say new, but we've been doing it now for about 8-9 months, and we've gotten wonderful feedback. But head over to outboundsalesreport.com if you want a monthly, no BS, in-depth B2B cold prospecting sales report that I think every entrepreneur and sales professional that really has a hand in B2B sales will truly enjoy. Okay, now with all that being said, I'm super excited about today's topic. It's one that I think it's overlooked. It's the little things that we do, guys, in life that really produces the biggest and best results. And there is a huge opportunity right now in the virtual sales world to really separate yourself. And I think it starts with a few different things, but there's just been one specific just area of focus I want to discuss that is a huge missed opportunity that I see time and time again in the B2B sales world that's driving me nuts. And that's how we conduct ourselves on a conference call, specifically on a Zoom call, a Microsoft Teams call, whatever platform you're using to connect with your prospects and potential clients. I'm seeing a big missed opportunity. Guys, rule number one, turn your Zoom camera on. I know that sounds really simple and basic, but I've done a few sales calls here the last few months where I'm actually being sold to from pretty decent salespeople, and they're not turning on their sales camera. I absolutely can't, or their sales camera. They're not turning on their video camera, and that's absolutely just mind-boggling to me. Our goal, as you know, with any prospect is to build likeability and trust right off the bat. When you're speaking with someone, especially someone that you have no clue who they are, or and they have no clue who you are, the best thing we can do is at least put a face to the name. Guys, it's virtual sales 2020. Now we're into 2021. Virtual selling is not going anywhere. We have to have the right type of virtual selling etiquette. I think this is a new soft skill that many salespeople, especially maybe the more traditional sales folks out there, or old school, if you will, sales pros out there, needs to learn. And the first one being just keep your camera on. It's the biggest missed opportunity. I sat down and I was actually interviewing a few vendors here for software that we were thinking about at Agency Flare to implement with our sales process. And I had an interview, if you will, or a discovery meeting with three companies. And two of the three salespeople, all three different companies, but two of the three did not turn on their sales. I keep saying sales camera, like that's a thing. Turn on their conference video camera. And it just baffled me. Listen, at the end of the day, we're still going to listen to the product. We're still going to listen to the pitch. You can still develop rapport. Communication needs to still be clear and concise and understandable, all of that. But to not have your camera on and capture a moment to take advantage of building likability and trust right off the bat is just mind-boggling to me. The other thing I would suggest, guys, is if you do have your Zoom camera on, like everybody should, is to actually focus and listen up. That might sound, again, very simple and like, well, yeah, of course, James, we need to listen and be focused in. But it's very easy to get distracted when we're in front of a screen and we're on Zoom and we can have our email up, our Slack channels open, LinkedIn sales navigators in front of us going off, every digital platform in the world's trying to capture our attention with notification after notification. It's critical that we stay focused and we listen more intentionally than we would even in person, because it's harder. It's just flat out harder to stay engaged through a screen than it would be across the table from our potential prospects. So when they're speaking, you need to be dialed in. Email closed down, Slack on mute, no LinkedIn sales navigator up in front of you. Don't be multitasking. You need to be locked into your prospect. And again, this could sound basic and just like it should be given knowledge, but I'll raise my hand first. We're all guilty of it, guys. I can't tell you how many times I've been on a call, and this is just me being totally transparent with a prospect, and I'm checking my email inbox, or I'm looking at the Slack channel and trying to get something really quickly over to one of my colleagues. It doesn't matter. We can be distracted, and we get distracted when we allow ourselves that chance. So don't give distractions an opportunity. Shut down everything but that Zoom call. Maybe have your CRM open, obviously, so you can take notes. But other than that, put everything on ghost mode. Absolutely just mute everything, because we need to crush distractions like our careers and lives depend on it. It's a old quote I heard back in the day. I can't remember who quoted it, but something that I thought that was just so genius is crush distractions like your life depends on it. And in today's virtual sales world, we need to do that more than ever. We need to show our prospects, repeat back to our prospects that we're listening to them, which brings me to my third and my final point here, guys, is I want you to mirror your prospects on Zoom. It might sound awkward, but the people out there listening right now that have some basic understanding of body language mirroring and in-person body language readings understand what I'm saying here. We obviously can't impersonate body language on Zoom unless you want to come across as completely freaking awkward. But what we can do is we can mirror what our prospect is saying. Now, if you want a great book, definitely write this one down. It's called Never Split the Difference. It's by Chris Voss. He was like the lead national US negotiator for the FBI when it came to hostage terrorist situations. And he talks about the importance of mirroring. And it's a book that I've actually read twice. I never read books all the way through. And if I do, I never read them twice. But Never Split the Difference was that book. And he talks about how just by saying something back, we can build a level of trust innately within our prospect's mind or our person of interest's mind. And I've noticed just by implementing this on Zoom calls, what that does is it tells our prospect, yes, we hear you. We are listening. And what did I just say? It's so easy to get distracted in today's virtual sales world through a Zoom call because we have all these distractions coming at us. Just by mirroring our prospect, it builds a huge, huge layer of trust because it lets them know that we hear them. And how important is that to be heard? We all want to be heard. We all know the importance of being heard. So acknowledge that to your prospect. After all, they are giving us their time and we should not and will not take that lightly. So therefore, mirror what they're saying and actually be genuine and authentic about it, which you guys hear me talk about time and time again. Guys, these are three quick things you can implement in a virtual sales world. I believe that virtual selling is, obviously, it's here to stay. 2020, I think, just forced its hand, and social distancing, even with everything starting to open back up and a hopeful vaccine on the horizon here. We just have to remember that the sales world is always changing, and virtual selling, even once things go back to more person to person, is still going to be very, very relevant. So much so, I actually I wrote an in-depth article like right when COVID kicked off last year about how you can increase your sales tactics through a virtual setting. And it's been one of our most popular blogs over on agencyflare.com. I'll go ahead and link that in the show notes for you to view, because I still think there's some relevant conversation and talking points to be had in that article. Anyways, guys, really look forward to 2021. I think there's some soft skills that we can all be conscious of and start implementing into our conference calls, or as I was calling them, our sales video calls. Nonetheless, take this advice. Turn on your damn camera every single time you're on a video conference call. Be sure to kill and just mute all distractions so you're not distracted and you're engaged with your prospect, and mirror your prospect. Start repeating back to them what they're saying to you, and then sit quiet and let them speak more, because we want to get them comfortable. We want them speaking. Guys, like I opened up the show with, head over to outboundsalesreport.com. If you want to sign up on our monthly outbound sales newsletter, where we do some high level reporting and give you some great sales insights. As always, you can find us over at agencyflare.com. That's our company, and we look forward to speaking with you next week. Thank you.